did you hear that? Come on.
Did I hear what?
That whistle. That's the Rinso White whistle.
And Rinso means us.
That's right. Rinso gets clothes Rinso White. And Rinso presents the Amos and Andy Show. Maintain, if you begin right, you'll end right. Take wash day, for instance. If you begin it right by whistling while you wash, you'll end it right with a wash that's snowy, Rinso White. You see, Rinso's soapy rich suds get out more dirt, so you just pop your clothes into those swell suds and let them soak for as little as 10 minutes. Then a few light rubs on the stubborn places and rinse. The result, a wash that's really clean, washable colors gay and Rinso bright, safely after dozens of washings. And what a white wash Rinso turns out. Sheets and shirts and table linens, dazzling Rinso White. So, ladies, make next wash day a Rinso wash day. And whistle while you wash. And now, our stars, Amos and Andy. After waiting 2 years for the second payment on the Kingfish's personal desk at the Lodge Hall, the finance company gave up hope and took back the desk. That's why we now find the Kingfish in a second-hand furniture store about to buy a desk he can afford. At the moment, he's being convinced by the salesman that a rickety old desk he's looking at is a genuine antique.
Now, look here, Mr. Miller, I ain't complaining because the desk is all bruised up and ready to fall apart, but ain't you got none without them little holes in it?
Oh, those little holes. Well, those are wormholes. That proves it's a genuine antique.
Is a genuine antique because they got wormholes?
Well, naturally. Of course, there are imitation antiques with man-made wormholes, but those are less expensive.
Less expensive? You mean the men's work cheaper than the worm?
What I meant to say was the wormhole stamped this as being an authentic antique. As a matter of fact, this desk actually belonged to George Washington.
Oh, George Washington, huh? Yeah, this must be the one he threw across the Potomac. You want $6 for the thing, huh?
Stevens, how can you quibble about $6? Remember, this is the desk that the father of our country actually wrote letters on.
Yeah, from the looks of the thing, I guess he rid him with his little hatchet there, too, didn't he? Tell you what, Miss Muller, I'll take it. I'll give you $4 now, and you send the desk over to my office at the Lodge Hall, and I'll raise the other $2 before 6 o'clock.
All right, Stevens, it's a deal.
I can't tell you how sweet it was of you to come over and bring us this anniversary present.
Oh, that's all right, Sapphire. You and the Kingfish is two of our closest friends. Tell me, what did the Kingfish give you for your anniversary?
I wish you hadn't asked me that, Amos. George walked out of the house this morning, and he not only didn't give me a remembrance, he didn't even mention our anniversary. I feel terrible.
Well, now look, Sapphire, maybe he did that on purpose, you know, so he could kind of surprise you tonight with a present.
No, Amos. He just forgot about it. It's because it don't mean nothing to him no more. Amos, the love has went out of our marriage.
Oh, don't say that, Sapphire. The Kingfish still loves you. I know he does.
Well, not like he used to, Amos. I just took out some old love letters that he wrote me 20 years ago, just before our marriage. Here, read this one. It's short, but it certainly is beautiful. It comes with some flowers.
To the most wonderful woman who ever drew the breath of life, I love you with all my heart, George. Yes, Sapphire, that's really beautiful, all right.
Yes, ain't it? I was looking over these other four letters, too. They're all just the same, sweet and affectionate. Oh, Amos, why can't George be sweet like that again?
Yeah, well, what we got to do is kind of remind him. Say, wait a minute, I got an idea. I tell you what I'll do, Sapphire. I'll take these 5 letters, and I'll slip them into Kingfish's desk at the office. And when he finds them, it's going to remind him of the way he used to feel about you. See, Sapphire, I know this is going to work.
They must have delivered my new desk while we was out to lunch.
That's a new desk?
Yeah.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?